Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We're going to be talking about what's happening out in Helper. And you and I were talking beforehand. It is a busy time of year, so I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Aiden.
And you know, I think the biggest one to start with is baseball and softball season back in the Castle Country. And with that, USU Eastern returning to Gardner and Heritage Fields. But big development outside of the field, well, both on and outside the field, you guys received a pretty hefty grant for field improvement out of those fields.
And we did. We received a land water conservation fund grant. It's actually funded through the federal government. The dollars come to Utah State, and then they exercise the program. So we were so glad to have won the grant and to be able to do some really great things at both of those fields.
You know, and those fields both historically and now serve a pretty major role in what Helper's trying to do. I mean, you see those stands every time USU Eastern is playing. They are packed, and it's been a full community effort between the city, the residents, USU Eastern. All of them have really come together to help revitalize these fields, and I think it's just a real testament to what the power of community can do.
Absolutely. And I completely agree. It's all in by all of those parties, our citizens, the city, the university. So we were just glad to be able to secure a wonderful, generous donation from John and Jerry Houston, which allowed us to go after this funding and double it, essentially, for expanded dugouts, for turfing fields, building restrooms up at the women's field, you know, building a press box, expanding, I think I said expanding dugouts. So just critical things that need to happen for collegiate play, really.
You know, it's one of those things where people are getting excited when they see USU Eastern on their schedule, particularly because they get to play on those historic fields. And with these improvements coming, it's going to be even more so. Now, we always talk about kind of the process behind these grants. What did that look like behind the scenes trying to go for this grant?
You know, I partnered with Coach Kirk Haney and Caitlin Groves, the two coaches, and said, you know, what is your vision for these fields? What would you like to see happen? Because they're Helper City assets. And we sat down in a couple of meetings, lined out what changes and improvements they'd like to see. We met with John Houston last fall and said, we have an opportunity to go after this funding. We need a cash match, which the city doesn't have. Would you be able to consider helping us? And they very graciously, John and Jerry, agreed. So we went to work right away on the grant, you know, drawings and plans and estimates, and built the grant through December and actually submitted in December of 2025.
Now, it's been quite the process, but the fruits of your labor are definitely going to be rewarded when these renovations start coming to fruition. Going to be even more beautiful up there. And I encourage anyone, anytime Eastern's playing at home, you want to check this out. These are some good teams you're watching.
Absolutely. It's fun to go up and see the games. It's fun to see our citizens enjoying them. It's a good time. Go out and enjoy it.
It really unites the community. And that kind of leads into the next subject I want to talk about is you guys have the wheels moving, no pun intended, on the All Wheels Park. That started out as a request from citizens looking for something to do in the world of, you know, skateboarding, sports like that. And it's really blossomed into something that, again, it's going to unite the community.
Right. So a group of citizens approached me last year to pursue an all-wheels park. It wasn't something basically on my agenda, but it was great to hear from them. And I said, let's go after some design dollars and see what we can do together. And we were fortunately awarded some technical assistance planning. And the last council meeting, the council selected the location. So design work is beginning in earnest. And just like everything else, once you have the design, then you can shop the grant. So we'll be looking for funding to bring it to fruition.
Yeah, and it's one of those things in the process where it feels like some grants very multifaceted. You want to get a grant for the design, placement, things like that. And then you can actually start looking for grants to help design this park. So it really is things just tying into one another. And it's fun to see kind of how the sausage gets made in that regard, because I love seeing how government works. And this is government in action in full effect.
Absolutely. And we enjoy giving back to our citizens, and especially when they have a specific request and we're able to deliver. That's exciting.
You know, it's always good to hear that leaders are listening to what their constituents are looking for. And, you know, your job as mayor, of course, is, as the executive branch, is to execute the will of the council. And coming into this year, you had a few new members join the fray. And I think that they have been doing a pretty wonderful job slotting right in and helping push Helper City in a good direction.
Absolutely. You know, it all comes down to council. And I've certainly been blessed with good people who are working, you know, their hardest and their best to deliver back to the Helper community. And I'm enjoying getting to know the folks I didn't know previously, and I think they're all doing a great job.
You know, and that's the thing I love most about people getting involved on the local level of government is you see people who run for city council. Almost all the time, they are running for all the right reasons because they have a vision for the city they're living in, and they want to help push it to a better place. That's what I love about the power of local government, is that's where you're going to see real change implemented to that's going to have a great impact on people in their day-to-day lives.
Absolutely. It really is where the action is. You know, the local area governments is where the rubber meets the road. And again, I'm so fortunate to have a great council to work with and excited to see them grow over the next 2 and 4 years.
Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Come out to some ball games because you'll get to see the field pre-work and then you'll see a new field next year.
Yeah, you definitely want to come check it out. Mayor Peterman, I always appreciate you coming in. Thanks as always for taking the time.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We're talking about what's happening out in Helper, and that's quite a bit of happening. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.